today I'm on Radio Gorgeous talking about something very final, a subject which is quite taboo. We are combining with a practical idea to help all concerned, including yourself. It's the gentle art of Swedish death cleaning with artist and death cleaning expert, Margareta Magnusson. Hello and welcome to Radio Gorgeous.
Hello, thank you.
So why is death cleaning not a depressing subject?
Well, you're handling all the things that you love, and I never thought it was depressing, no.
Well, no, because we think of death as quite a sad thing,
Death is the only thing in our lives that we know that we have to go through. And that's the only thing, that's for sure.
But why is that? Is that a comforting thought for you then?
No, it's not comforting. Well, it's necessary. That's part of life.
Okay, so it's necessary. So you're seeing it very kind of factually. Yes. And so you just see it as this is another stage of my life, another problem, and I have to solve it. Is that what you're thinking?
No, you can't solve your death.
But
it's something that will occur to you.
Whatever
you do.
So is this a Swedish idea, death cleaning? Because I've never heard of it until I got your book in my hands.
No, well, death cleaning, it's a word that I never came up with it. It's there. It's
What is the word in Swedish?
It's to clean up.
Say it in Swedish?
Death cleaning. Death is dö. Cleaning is to städa. It's to make it orderly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not to have too many things around you.
Mm-hmm.
It's organize your life.
I think
it is.
Yeah. So it's like death organizing more than death cleaning.
Yes.
Mm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So how common is death organizing in Sweden?
I don't know. I guess it's personal, I guess.
But are there many people doing it? Do many people know about it?
Now, after my book, I guess everyone is death cleaning, it seems like. I think that people started to realize that we don't have to have so many things around. It just takes time and effort to have too many things around.
Yes. So why should we do it? You say that clutter is not good for the head then, or the soul, or the spirit. Is that what you're trying to say?
I think you should have things that you like around you and things that you need to make your life easier. But if you look at your attic or in the basement or wherever you keep the things that you don't use every day, I'm sure you could get rid of more than half of it.
Yeah. I mean, there's never been a stage in Britain ever before where they have these companies and they're called storage companies. And everybody lives in flats or, because no one can afford kind of space in London. And they all have to have all these storage places where they keep things that they never, ever go and look at.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
And it just costs money to pay for these storages.
Mm.
And I think you could do something much more fun for that kind of money.
Yeah. But also, let's talk about the concept of death cleaning. So it's the idea that you, at a certain age, and I want to talk about suggesting what age that should be, we start looking around and thinking, is it time to downsize? Is it time to, think, I've got three wardrobes full of clothes, I've got four boxes of crockery, I've got enough glasses for 12, 24 people. When do we start and Are we looking at every aspect of our lives?
I don't think that you should ever keep things in boxes and things. Why do that?
So if it doesn't need to be in a box, get rid of it.
I think so.
Yeah.
And that you can do all your life.
Mm, mm.
Then it won't be so hard when you get old to get rid of all this.
So you're saying this isn't like, because I'm like 55, so it's not like, oh, you should be thinking about doing it now. You think all your life you can be sort of back of your mind, you can be death cleaning.
Yeah, because I have moved so many times in my life. So I think it's easier if you do it on your way in life. Get rid of things that you don't need.
Mm.
I mean, if you're a hoarder, if you like to start a museum, that's something different. But most of the stuff that we keep in basement and in attics, you maybe not. You don't even know what you have there, I guess.
Now let's talk about consumerism. So do you think we should stop consuming as much, stop buying as much as well? Do you think it's linked?
I think we should buy things that we need and that we love to look at and love to have, but we don't. After a while, maybe you get tired of the stuff and get rid of it then and buy something else if you need.
Now, getting rid of it's a big thing to say. I suppose you're talking about recycling. Tell me the ideas about what you do with your stuff.
To get rid of, you mean? Mm. Okay. Well, you can give it to someone who wants it, who needs it, or you can sell it, or you can, if no one wants it, or no one wants to buy it, then you have to throw it away.
Yes, yes. There's a bit of a problem with dustbin men in this country. they won't take stuff.
You have to drive to the dump yourself.
Exactly.
Just throw it away, and it's wonderful.
Now, one of the chapters is you say we should consider when we're getting older. We are going to go to older people now. We should consider downsizing. Why is this important? Downsizing means moving to a smaller place.
Well, I think you should get rid of things, and if you don't, someone else has to do it for you.
Mm.
Maybe your children or friends or whatever. And why do you want to bother them with that? If you don't take care of your own stuff, why should someone else do it?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
Yeah. So how have you gone about your death cleaning, Margarita?
How I am?
How have you gone about it? How have you...
Well, I moved from a quite big house to a two-room apartment. But when people come to interview me in my home... Now they say, but you still have so many things. Yeah, I love to have many things. But what I have now, it's things that I love or that I need. And that's it.
As opposed to when you had your like 4 or 5 bedroom house, you just had lots of things.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And I had to get rid of it. And I did.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very nice. Mm. It's nice when it's done because now I can just open the door and go out. I don't have to stay home and take care of all my silly things.
Okay, so if you're going to come upstairs to my attic, I'd be terrified of where would I start?
Take one thing at a time, hold it up and say, do I need this? No.
Really? Be this ruthless? Yeah, yeah. So be ruthless. If I'm not feeling very strong, could I get someone else to come and do it with me?
Yes, of course, but that... You can have someone to do the whole thing for you, but that costs money.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
and also it's nice to choose what you do want and you don't want.
Yes, of course.
Mm, mm.
And
also maybe to come to terms with the object as well, because every object stores some sort of emotion for you.
Yes, every object has a story. And also that's nice when you grow old that you can sit down and... listen to the story that the object has, because I never thought of that when I was young. I mean, you have a thing, but you never knew why do I have it, or how did I get it, and why is it mine? I think we just have too many things all the time.
Exactly, exactly. What I wanted to ask was, one of your chapters in your book says, it's no fun to play hide the key. And I was very, you know, mystified by this. What does that mean?
Well, that is a game. You haven't you played that game?
No.
No, if you have a sort of a children's party, you can ask, if you are the mother or the dad or an aunt or whatever, organizing this party, you have a key and then you hide it somewhere. And all the children has to look for it. Probably they get a present or some goodies to eat or something if they find it. So if they are close, you say it's getting very hot if they get closer.
Yes.
And if not, then you say, oh, it's getting very cold. And so then they know they are in the wrong direction. And that's just a game.
So you're saying, but symbolically, what you can do is you could have a life that was so complicated, but your children or whoever's power of attorney, whoever's looking after your estate when you go, thinks, how do I access all these things? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Mm, So I asked, so children, as in you've got grown-up children, and so have I now, children are very keen to be treated equally and left the same amount of money and personal items.
Mm-hmm.
What if you own something very valuable, or what if you own something that you think that would be perfect for that child, but then the other children feel like they've left out? How do you manage leaving things to children fairly?
Sell it.
Oh.
And share the money.
Yeah, yeah.
So or otherwise, if you happen to have all your children, that they are wise, you can talk to them about it, that this is my problem and I want to be fair.
Mm.
Or otherwise just sell it.
Yeah, yeah. What if it's an item like a doll of theirs or something, you just give it to the person that owned it, would you? Have you done, you know?
We'll say a doll.
Say it's like a child's doll and like your daughter here that's here today, she'd owned it. And you think, well, I'll give it to her children because that's fairer. But what have you caused any fights or arguments in the family yet with your death cleaning?
No, I hope I won't get that far. No, I don't think so.
Have you given them anything yet?
I give them things all the time, and they give me things. But I know nothing that's so important.
Now, you're an artist, which means that you've done a lot of you've had a lot of easel paintings, you've got a lot of drawings. Where are they kept now, Margarita?
They're sold.
Ah.
I don't have very much money, very much.
Yeah, of your artwork left?
No.
Mm. You don't see the point of hanging on to it?
No.
Mm.
And even if I had a lot of paintings, I mean, I'm not sure that they would like to have them.
Mm.
Some maybe, but now I don't have that problem.
How many children do you have?
Five.
What? That's a lot of children.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're a very busy woman.
I was, yes. And also now, because they have children and it's birthdays every week.
Yeah, how many grandchildren do you have?
Eight.
Wow, that's not too bad.
No, that's not too bad.
My mother's got 19.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
God.
She says it's very expensive. Yeah,
yeah it is. Yeah. It is very expensive.
She doesn't do presents. She writes checks because it's too complicated.
Yeah. Yeah. Before I thought it was really fun to go out and try to find something just very personal.
Mm.
But now, no.
Yeah, too much. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Money is a good thing to give
away. And all children want them.
Yes.
Now let's get on to the emotive subject of photographs, because when there be a fire in anybody's home, the first thing they all say is, I grab my photographs.
You say so?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but if they've done lots of surveys and people would just grab, because that's memories.
Yes, that's memories.
So how do you sort them out? Because nowadays everything's on computers or there's books, which you think, if you've got five children, how do you divide all the different books between the photo albums between the children? How are you solving this problem, Margarita?
I had a lot of slides.
Mm-hmm.
And I...
Which is an old-fashioned format. I mean, for the people listening that don't know, it's like a photograph and it comes in a glass slide. I mean, you have a machine and you show them with a projector onto the wall.
I turn all mine into... what is it called? Those little things.
USB stick.
Yes. Yeah. And I made five.
Great.
And send them in an envelope for Christmas.
Perfect. So
was my easiest Christmas.
I know, but the children will love it because they've all got your photographs, you know, of their childhood.
And that was from my oldest son's birth and 25 years after. So
lovely. So most of their childhoods,
Yeah.
Lovely. I bet they're very pleased. Are they very pleased with that?
I don't know. They say it was... There were too many boats because we were sailing a lot. So, not of course.
Well, children will always complain. We know this. It's never good enough. Now, what if there are personal items which contain secrets that we don't want family to know? I mean, as in...
Oh, that's my cat.
My cat is coming.
I love cats.
Okay, that's Babushka. Who we named after a Russian granny. Hello. We found out Babushka's a boy, but he doesn't mind being called.
Is this a girl?
No, it's a boy. It's
Hello,
a boy.
Babushka.
It's Babushka. Lovely. Yeah, lovely animal.
I love cats. Did you know that?
Yeah. So do you have a cat?
I had two.
Oh, lovely.
And they always went, they walked with me to...
They went for walks with you?
When I was going to pick up the mail, I had to walk a little bit, and then they both went with the tails right up.
That's lovely. Yeah, lovely story. So what if we've got personal love letters or something sexy, you know, from our youth or something, you know, that, like a photograph of us in underwear or something.
Yes.
What if we've got this and it's very private? What do we do with something that we want to hold on to the rest of our lives, but then it's embarrassing for our children?
Yes, if it's embarrassing, I think you should get rid of it.
I can't.
Look at it until you're tired of it and then get rid of it.
But I can't get tired of a picture of me and looking young and pretty. And
no, of course. Then you can do... I have a shoebox, sort of, well, this size, you know?
Mm.
About this size.
Yeah, A4, yeah.
In that box, I've written throw away on top of it. And in that box, I save love letters and maybe photographs, as you say, and things that I can't get rid of. There might be programs from a trip or something.
Yes, someone else would find very boring. Yeah,
very
sentimental value.
Yes,
yeah.
But when I look at it, it's good for me.
Yeah,
and
that's such a great idea, a throwaway box.
Then I can, my throwaway box.
Yeah, I love it.
Yes, because there are things that are very personal.
You know what'll happen? They'll all go straight looking in there.
I'm sure. Now it's my turn.
Exactly. Yes. Now, tell us about you, Margarita. Do you describe yourself as somewhere between 80 and 100, which is very mystifying, and you're an artist. Tell us about your life. What have you learnt over the years?
I don't know, I have a lot to learn, but I've had a lovely life, I think. And of course, everybody doesn't have that.
No, you've had good luck then?
I've had good luck, yes.
Mm-hmm. What about your husband? Tell me about him.
He was my best friend.
Oh.
Which I think is...
Very fortunate.
Mm-hmm. And
did he like the boats as well?
Yeah, he was the one who loved boats. Mm. And but we were lucky. We had five healthy kids, and we could go to different countries and look at things. And
what, because of your work, you could go abroad?
Oh, it was his work. Mm. And I had enough work with all the guests and all the kids and everything, but we had a great time.
What are the countries you lived in?
We lived in United States and also in Singapore and Hong Kong, which was lovely. I love Asia.
Mm, mm.
Yeah.
Lovely lifestyle. Yeah.
Well, Singapore was lovely. I loved it, really.
Mm, great, great. Yes. So you've lived a colourful, interesting, vibrant life.
Yes, I think so.
So do you think that maybe makes you more ready to give up things? Maybe you can throw out things more because you think, well, I've got it inside me.
Maybe you're right. I never thought of it, but maybe it's... maybe.
So do you think that you're now prepared for death?
No. No one is prepared to die. I'm not. But... it doesn't frighten me. I mean, I'm ready. I'm quite ready, but I'm still enjoying life.
Mm. What do you think that's going to feel like dying? Have you got any idea?
What is...
the feel of dying. What do you think it will
I know,
be like?
Because 2.5 years ago, I was already dead. But they shook me alive at the hospital, and we had such a great time.
And what did you... what was it, a heart attack?
Yeah, it was a... heart, it was...
murmur or something? Blockage?
Was it like blood? No, it was the heart. It was one of the...
arteries?
Yeah, something. Yeah. They had to sew it together. And
burst. Burst.
It burst, yes.
Yeah. And, burst blood vessel.
Something like that. And well,
do you remember dying?
No, I don't, because I was unconscious. And but I remember coming. If they didn't wake me up, I would have been dead. And I didn't see...
and you had no idea.
No.
No.
And I didn't see light in tunnels or anything like that.
Damn.
No,
angels.
No angels, nothing. No, it was nothing. Nothing scary, nothing like that. It was just... now I'm alive again.
Well, I was very scared about dying, and I've got a friend who her son died at age 12. So she said,
That's terrible.
But she said, I've thought about it so much, dying. So I said, well, what do you think because I'm scared of it. I think it's a normal human thing. I asked her, what do you think it'll be like? And she said, well, you can't remember before you were born.
No,
so it's the same thing. She thinks it's the same thing. It's like...
I guess she's right.
And that made me feel so much more comforted, because it's like, well, I don't miss the 50s and the 40s when I wasn't there. Why should I miss when I'm gone?
No, you won't.
Yeah. So it's actually quite
a
relief.
Don't worry.
Yeah. So,
I mean, if you get sick and you have to stay in bed and you can't take care of yourself, that's terrible.
Yeah.
But otherwise not.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're very lucky because you're active, you're healthy, and you're out. You're here now. Yeah.
Yes, I'm sitting here.
And my theory about the word old is, you're not old because old people can't... old is not being able to do things. I think if you're active, then you're not old.
No, that's right.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, that's the cat. The cat's not very old.
But how old are you?
Actually, it's 7.5. Yeah.
Oh, well.
It's in its prime.
She can be 18, 20 years old.
Yeah, I know.
Little kitty cat. Oh, you're so beautiful.
Now, lastly, how do you feel when you've had a good death clean? What are your feelings?
A relief. It's wonderful. Now I get rid of more things.
Great. So thank you so much for coming on to Radio Gorgeous. The Gentle Art of Swedish Death Cleaning by Margareta Magnusson is published by Canongate and out now. Thank you so much.
Thank you.